Stay there. That's good. That's good with B. You can stay right there. So, we've been working our way through the Acts of the Apostles, and we've just about got halfway through. So I'm going to have to leave the rest of it for you all to work on together. And this little piece that I'm reading to you today seems to be more of a connector than a real story in any sense, but I think there's some important things in it that we could learn from. So reading to you from Acts 13, listen for God to speak to you through these words. Now in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the ruler, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Lucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John also to assist them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, open our hearts always to your Spirit, to the people that you gather with us and around us, for the folks that you are bringing to us. We give you thanks, too, for new places to go and new adventures and new ministries. Lord, bless us always with the power of your presence and love and grace. Amen. Well, I thought last week's was hard, but this gets harder. So, good news, this is the last sermon I get to preach, for a while anyway. That's a blessing to me. Maybe not to you, but maybe it's time for you to hear the word and the word from God to you through a different voice, leading you in new ways. I'm pretty convinced of that. Why I picked this text and didn't skip over to the next one, which was about a magician, which was a much more interesting text, was because this little bit here, this little transition, seems to be just about what we are doing here, this coming and going of leadership, this blessing those who are going out, and this opening ourselves up to those who are staying with or arriving new to bring us the Word of God. It was surrounded by fasting and prayer, we're at least doing the prayer part today. I'll leave the fasting for you to do another day. But what I wanted you to catch, if you didn't, was in that very first line, which seemed to be pretty much the beginning of almost every story we read in Acts this summer, which is, it was all by the power of the Holy Spirit that these things were happening. The Spirit is who brought people together. The Spirit is who sent people out. The Spirit is the one that empowered the prophecy and the teaching. The Spirit was moving amongst the early church. And what I want to say to you today is that the Spirit is moving in this church. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I've seen it as you gather on Saturday nights to open up our church building to the homeless, as you attend to people who are roughing it in our world, who don't have all the advantages and blessings that we have, but need to know God's love. I've seen the Spirit working in you on those Saturday nights when you could be doing something else, and you're here in this church attending people, neighbors in your community. I've seen it as you've gathered together things for Church World Service, spending a little bit extra money that perhaps some of you don't have, and maybe some of you have a plenty, but still, it's the Spirit that moves your generosity. I've seen it as we gathered around the tables in there and you talked to each other about the Scriptures. I saw the Spirit opening up your hearts and opening up your minds. I saw it on a Saturday out here in the parking lot as we celebrated our LGBTQ brothers and sisters and said, "This is a church where the Spirit is alive. This is a church where you are welcome and loved." I see it in our garden as it grows out there. And as we gather up the food and we bring it in here and bless it and send it on to the people at the food pantry so that it can be shared with those in need in our community. I see it as our teams and our session and our board of trustees and our deacons gather and try and decide what's next, what has to have our attention at this moment, where do we need to put our energies and resources. I see it in Emily and the people that have gathered around her to build the children and youth program in this church and to connect with the community. I see it in individuals as they step up to do the important and sometimes the very mundane tasks of running and being a church. I see the Spirit in you. Do you feel it? Do you sense that that's what's moving this church forward? What you need to know is that Spirit moving in you has a purpose. That purpose is to extend God's love and forgiveness to everybody. That purpose is to bring peace and justice into all communities. That purpose is to reconcile peoples and communities and nations. That's a big task, right? But it's a big task because God is in it with us. Because this is God's purpose for this church and has sent the Spirit to move in your hearts and minds so that you're able, so that you're encouraged, so that you're inspired, so that you're empowered. I had the lovely opportunity to visit with Jerry the other day. Cheryl and I went over to Jerry's house and we were talking. And sorry, Jerry, you got the sermon before anybody else did. But as I was talking to her, I was saying, I really think that the church is even more important today than it's ever been. Now, it may not feel like that because people have disconnected from it. People don't see it as being relevant. People aren't sure, call it hypocritical. People don't want to gather on Sunday mornings anymore. But I am telling you, the message that we have and the power that we have in God's love is exactly what the world needs today. And we are the ones that know that. We are the ones that are called to share that. And I know it's in this church because I've experienced it. I've seen it. I've watched it. The difficulty is that the work is not easy going forward. Being the church today is not easy. Not that it ever really was, because if you ask those first disciples and apostles, that was not an easy task. The more they became vocal, the more they grew, the more fearful people got, the more violence came their way. And yet they were inspired and powered by something greater than all of that. Are you guys with me about this? We have a powerful purpose in the world, and it is to speak love, to act love, to create love in our communities, in our families, in our workplaces, wherever we are. Come back here on Sundays or whatever day you can make it to be encouraged, to maybe figure out together what that looks like. But know that the work that God is calling to is out there, and He's not only calling you to it, but He's empowering you, enabling you, gifting you for the purpose. And you can do this. I've seen you. You know that old saying, don't hide a light under a bushel. We as EPC, as the PCUSA, as the progressive church in the United States need to stop hiding our light under a bushel. Right? But look around you. You do not have to do this by yourself. All of these people are here to do it with you. And not just these people, but people God is sending our way. Tracy and her family. And who knows, new members. Or maybe just more visitors. Or more participants. Whoever they are, know that the Spirit is moving in them too. And bringing them to you just as you are going out to them. So that's all I'm going to preach about today. I want to say that I have experienced your care at such a deep level. And I'm sure that on some days that's the Holy Spirit moving in you to be attentive to me. But I want to thank you very, very much for that. We came to you at a time when you were in the midst of transition. But also I was in a bit of a transition in my life too. And I found a great deal of encouragement and care and blessing here. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of that. Amen? All righty. Mm.